Coming up on KUCB News, a new airline will soon offer nonstop flights between Unalaska and Anchorage. And Alaska's state government has joined in asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. A new airline startup announced yesterday that it will soon be offering daily flights between Unalaska and Anchorage. The new carrier will be branded Aleutian Airways. It's a partnership between Juneau-based Alaska Seaplanes, Florida-based Sterling Airways, and two venture capital firms. Kent Crayford, owner of Alaska Seaplanes, is a senior executive in the new outfit. He says the company will be flying Saab 2000 turboprops daily between the Aleutian hub and Alaska's largest city.
It's such a tough nut to crack on Alaska because of the short runway, because of how remote it is, distance to alternate airfields. There's a very, very unique key that unlocks this airport, and we've got it. You know, the Saab 2000 is it.
The Saab 2000 planes haven't flown commercially in Unalaska since Ravenair's fatal crash in October 2019. The island has since been without regularly scheduled nonstop commercial air service. Raven Alaska, a reboot of the airline with different ownership, began flying Dash 8 turboprops on the Unalaska Anchorage route last November. This new partnership, creating Aleutian Airways, will add competition to the 800-mile route. Crayford's Alaska Seaplanes has been working for more than a year to enter the Aleutian market. Last spring, it lost a bid to acquire Penair certificates and operations from the bankrupt Raven Air. During that time, Crayford says they've been able to dial in on the island's needs for reliable and safe air service.
We did our own analysis on, you know, our various aircraft options for Unalaska, and that independent, objective analysis determined that the Saab 2000 was simply the best platform to serve Unalaska.
Crayford says he understands there's baggage surrounding the Swedish Saab 2000 because of the fatal crash that killed one person and left more than a dozen injured. But he says they will be sticking with former operator Penair's relatively strong safety record by enforcing its high operational standards.
They required their pilots to have so many hours of flying into Dutch Harbor before they were allowed to be pilot in command. You know, they had very stringent risk assessments that were required for flying out to Dutch. And we're going to be instituting a lot of the same policies with the same pilots who flew under those policies. So they know it firsthand. They know it well.
He says the combination of Alaska Seaplanes' experience serving rural Alaska, along with Sterling Airways' experience operating larger equipment, will hopefully fill the gap in Aleutian Air Service. Aleutian Airways plans to announce its schedule later this month. It has not yet announced fares. The new airline will be a partnership between Alaska Seaplanes, Connecticut-based Wexford Capital, which wholly owns Sterling Airways, as well as Anchorage-based McKinley Private Investment. The United States Coast Guard celebrates its 231st birthday today, and it's seen a lot of action since its predecessor, the United States Revenue Cutter Service, was established in 1790. Ships from the Revenue Marine have fought pirates off the Louisiana coast, intercepted illegal slave ships, and fired the first shots at sea during the American Civil War. The modern Coast Guard officially formed as a branch of the military in 1915 and operates under the Department of Homeland Security during peacetime. In Alaska, the Coast Guard patrols over 47,000 miles of shoreline from southeast Alaska out to the tip of the Aleutian Chain and all the way on up to the Arctic. Alaska's state government has joined with other Republican-led states in asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. The 1973 decision found that there is a constitutional right to have an abortion. Alaska Attorney General Trig Taylor signed onto a filing in support of an appeal by Mississippi. The brief was filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The appeal seeks to defend a Mississippi law that outlaws most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Lower courts struck down the law. New Hampshire is the only state with a Republican attorney general that did not sign the Texas filing. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, abortion law could be determined at the state level. The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that the right to privacy in the state constitution includes the right to an abortion as a fundamental right. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear the case in its term that begins in October. Taylor's office didn't immediately respond to a request for comment on why he signed the brief. You've probably heard a new voice on the radio lately. That's KUCB's newest reporter, Theo Greenlee. KUCB partnered with Report for America to bring Greenlee to the region to help cover the Eastern Aleutians area, as well as contribute to daily news production. Report for America is a nonprofit that helps send journalists to newsrooms around the country. Greenlee moved to Unalaska about a month and a half ago from Oregon. He's originally from Orange County, California, and studied creative writing before making his way into the journalism field. I sat down with Greenlee to hear more about his background and how he's adjusting to his new home in the Aleutians.
I knew that I wanted to be a writer and I was interested in a lot of things, but I wasn't really sure like how to apply it, how to go at that. So I was waiting tables and bartending. I started getting into learning about wine. And so I ended up working for this Italian wine review guide and was telling stories at the Moth and doing these kind of personal essays, kind of memoir type stuff. And through that, I ended up being on an episode of This American Life. I was a storyteller and I wasn't a producer or anything. But I had always really loved that show, and it just seemed like this inaccessible thing, and I didn't really know. I was like, well, how do people do this or get that job? And so I asked that question to the producer of that episode, and he said, well, you know, if you have a few grand and like 3 months, you should go to this workshop in Massachusetts. I was like, oh, well, I have neither of those things. I don't have the time or the money. And then the restaurant that I worked at sold and I was laid off and I got a severance package. And so all of a sudden I could afford to go to this workshop. And so I applied and I went and it kind of changed my life. So that was in 2019. And so I've been freelancing and working for different, you know, doing stories and one-offs for different podcasts and radio stations. Since then, I did an internship at KCRW, which is the public radio station in Santa Monica in Los Angeles, where I'm from. And I also did an internship with National Public Radio in their podcast division.
So it sounds like you've had a lot of experience in longer form storytelling and podcasting and creative writing. Tell me a little bit about what piqued your interest in coming here to Unalaska to do more news-focused kind of writing.
So I do have some news background. 10 years after I got my bachelor's, I went back to school at a two-year college to take journalism classes. And I was the news editor at the student-run paper there. And I really did fall in love with news writing and being a journalist. I mean, I think that it's such a unique and cool job to have and also service to provide. On just a personal level, I really love that I can wake up in the morning knowing nothing about a subject or like never having heard of something. And by the end of the day, I have talked to a bunch of people who work in this thing and I've heard different sides of it and get to, you know, encounter this new thing or issue or person or something that I didn't even know existed before. And so it's just a really exciting career. It's just a really exciting pursuit because you get to talk to people and learn, and I really love that. As a service, I think that it's really just invaluable. Way fewer people today have access to local news than they used to. And that's a really big problem. I think that that's a really big issue.
Yeah. So what you're doing as a Report for America core member, who KUCB is partnering with to bring you here, is kind of filling a gap for some more local content. Could you kind of just tell me a little bit about what it is you're doing with RFA and why you're out here?
A lot of the outlying areas, a lot of islands in the Aleutian chain don't have as much attention being paid. So the idea was to bring in somebody who can expand the coverage here so that we are getting more news and telling more stories from, Akutan and Sandpoint and False Pass and Nelson Lagoon and all of these different places and Okolski, maybe the Pribilofs. I mean, there's such a wide region here. And I think that it's really important that the people in these communities are able to have that same service that people in big cities are getting. So that's why Report for America decided to send somebody out here. And I feel really fortunate that I get to be the person to come up here and do that.
And so while you're up here, while you're learning about all of these new communities, immersing yourself in this totally new space, what are some of your goals? What are you really hoping to learn and to take away from this experience?
Basically, like I'm new to this area. I don't know what is important to the people who live in the area. And so, being new to this area, for me right now, like the most important thing is really just to listen to people about what is important to them, to anybody living in the communities. Like, I think of public radio and public media as a service. It's public. It belongs to the people. Like, I am here, we are here, KUCB is here, the public radio system is here to serve the community. So whatever is important to the community, whatever people need to know more about, those are the kinds of stories that I want to tell. So just really been asking people those questions, like, what is important to you? You know, what kind of stories should I be doing? Like, what kind of stories do you want to hear? What topics do you not get enough information about? What do you get too much information about?
And so what have been some of the highlights? What has been new and exciting for you over the past month and a half or so as you've started doing newscasts, learning more about how the newsroom works here at KUCB?
Pretty much everything that I've made before here, I've made on my laptop. I've never operated a mixing board before. I've never gone live on the air before. So all of that is really, it is scary to me and is really fun. I love the immediacy of it, and I love the community aspect of it. From Vic's show in the morning to, getting the weather and the marine, forecasts, it feels like it feels like something that really brings the community together. And I think that it's a really cool and unique and special kind of experience to be able to be part of that.
And finally, is there anything else that you'd like to share with the community of Unalaska?
The main thing that I would really just want to say to anybody who's listening is, I really want to hear from everybody that I can. Like, if there are stories or topics or things that you think that I should be paying attention to, I really want to know. I'm new to this area, and I am really trying to come into this intentionally. I'm not just trying to find the stories that are the coolest to me. I want to tell the stories that are the most important to everybody.
That was my conversation with KUCB's newest reporter, Theo Greenlee. The Board of Education for the Unalaska City School District meets tonight in person at the high school gymnasium and via teleconference. At their special work session, members will be discussing the start of the upcoming school year and whether or not students will be required to wear masks. The school board meets tonight at 7 o'clock. The public is invited to attend. For more information or to find the teleconference number for the meeting, visit the Unalaska City School District's website at ucsd.net. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
Thank you.